Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. It's Friday. It's the fourth day of March 2022. As we look ahead at the weather pattern going into the weekend, well, the Gulf of Mexico is open for business now. We've gotten moisture back in the lower levels. These clouds over the Austin area this morning are only about 300 to 600 feet above the ground. And we're even getting a few reports, and I've seen it on radar as well, of a few light sprinkles. You folks out around Bastrop, those areas have seen a couple of sprinkles there. And we've had a couple of sprinkles around the Austin metro area this morning. So that's a sign that the atmosphere is becoming a little more moist and to some degree a little more unstable. That's going to continue pretty much through the weekend. I think primarily any sprinkles we see will come in the early morning into midday hours. Once we get into the afternoon and evening, you don't expect to see very much. But of course, once we get in the overnight hours, the low clouds thicken back up again. Will we see as much sun over the next couple of days as we've seen in the last few days? And probably not. That may hold down the high temperature somewhat, but still expect highs into the 70s, approaching 80 degrees over the weekend. So what's causing all this moisture to come back all of a sudden? First of all, the high pressure area that settled in with the cooler air in the last week or so has now moved east of the area, and it has a clockwise wind flow around it. And with that, the southerly winds pick up. But more importantly, our atmosphere is sensing two big upper air disturbances ahead that which are approaching the west coast off the Pacific, and they're sensing that, and of course moisture coming north ahead of it. And those two systems are going to eject eastward into the western U.S., the Rockies, and then into the Plain States as we go through the weekend. This moisture is going to be making it quite a bit to the north. In fact, I find it interesting that tomorrow on Saturday late in the day, there's a severe weather risk. Where's that? Most pronounced, it's up in Iowa. It's up in northern Missouri and Iowa where the maximum lift in the atmosphere and the most unstable environment is going to be. So indications that these upper-level lows are dynamic. The good news is, at least for us for the time being, is that they're going to track well to the north of us. That's going to bring us a cold front. As those disturbances move by, it'll begin to shape the upper levels of the atmosphere to support a cold front surging down across the area by about daybreak Monday morning. As that occurs, that'll, of course, produce quite a bit of lift and probably our best chances of rain for Austin. But are they as high as they could be? I don't think so. I think, notice the Weather Service really went up on their chances of rain Sunday night. Maybe wrong on this, but I'm going to temper mine back a little bit because I see the best lift and the best instability being north of our local area. Once that cold front passes on Monday, we earlier thought we might see a little bit of overrunning cloud cover and rain, even back in the cooler air beginning Monday into Tuesday and Wednesday. That appears now, at least there is some consensus in the models, that that's not going to be the case. So I think we'll still hold on some clouds around the area, go for a partly cloudy sky, but much cooler temperatures. We go from the expected high on Sunday around 80, closer to 65 Monday, and highs closer to 60 by Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So it looks like some much cooler weather in store. National Weather Service, the Weather Prediction Center at College Park, Maryland, still keeps rainfall over the next 7 days at about a tenth of an inch or less locally on the I-35 corridor. So not much in the way of rainfall for Austin and for South Central Texas. Our 8 to 14 day outlook, prepared by the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, is suggesting temperatures below average, but precipitation below average as well in the period beyond the 7 day forecast, out in the 8 to 14 day period. So it indicates maybe another little batch of cooler air moving south by the time we get to the end of next week and into the weekend headed into spring break. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts for Austin, for South Central Texas on this Friday, on this fourth day of March 2022. I'll take the weekend off, be watching the weather meanwhile, and we'll update the text part of the forecast again on Monday morning along with my audio weather thoughts. I hope you have a great Friday and a safe weekend.